band's Kamasi Washington, saxophone player, put out an album last year called The Epic. Going to be at Blue Note Hawaii with an 8-piece band, so it'll be a fun time.
When you have to describe it to people, how do you go about that?
Man, it's hard. You know, I'm not that into, like, you know, necessarily, like, comparing it to something else. But, you know, I would say it's kind of a high-energy performance jazz that has elements from, you know, all, like, from a lot of different styles of music and a lot of different styles of jazz. So it's a very hybrid form of music.
You've worked with so many different projects now. What was your target with this, and who were you really trying to reach? Or was it just like, man, this is just what I want to do?
You know, it was just making my living playing, you know, with people. Like, at the time, I was playing a lot with Chaka Khan and Stanley Clark and Bobby Mason. But before that, I'd been playing with, you know, Smooth and Raphael Sadiq and Gerald Wilson and just a lot of other people. But throughout all of that, you know, I had a good musicians that I grew up with, and we'd always play together, you know, and they were all working a lot too. So it was kind of like we had a sound and approach that was kind of like what we do. And the real ambition was to just really make an album that showed that style that we played in. And I'd always felt that would reach people, because, you know, in L.A., it's kind of like L.A. is almost like a little microcosm of the world. There's so many different types of people from all over the world there. And we played that music, and we played it every type of club you can think of in L.A. And it always reached people. So we really were just trying to get that sound, you know, down on wax.
Someone said to me the other day that jazz is basically in the dark ages. What do you say to that?
Well, I say that word jazz encompasses a lot of music. And maybe there's some music that is under that term that's stuck, but there's other music that isn't. You know, I think that, you know, like anything else, I mean, there's hip-hop that is great, and there's hip-hop that isn't so great. You know, there's rock and roll that's great, and there's rock and roll that's so great. Jazz is such a huge term. You know, it's a word that encompasses so much music. That I feel like it'll be hard to generalize that much music in that way. But I think that jazz has definitely suffered from that bad image of being something that's out of date, that's made for some reason other than just to enjoy. You know, that's what we're trying to kind of like push against, is that, you know, it's music, and it's connected to so many other styles of music, and I would just encourage people to kind of just listen to the music before they kind of make the judgment on it. You know, because like I said, like, it's, you may really love the Beatles, but you might not like Slipknot. Or you may really love Kendrick Lamar, but not Luke. Or you may, you know, there's different styles in each genre. So I'm going to say, you know, don't close your mind, you know, take a listen to it before you, you know, decide if it's in the dark ages.
On settling with the Brainfeeder label, was that kind of a real conscious, like, because they're really progressive and experimental as opposed to settling with a different leather label, or was there any reason for that?
Well, the main reason was that when Flying Lotus asked me to make an album for Brainfeeder, the first thing I asked him was, what kind of album do you want me to make? And his answer was, whatever you want to do. And that confidence and, like, having the freedom to really do whatever I wanted to do was one of the biggest reasons. And that, and the fact that they had cultivated a sound on that label of musicians who created very unique music. And that's what I wanted to do. I didn't want anyone else going to kind of put me in a box. You know, they were wide open. They were open to me doing whatever I wanted to do. And that's what I needed, because I knew my music didn't necessarily fit. It didn't fit into too many, it didn't fit into any real, like, standardized formula. You know, it was pretty different. And, you know, I knew that I needed that kind of space to do what I was trying to do.
And then on putting Claire de Lune onto the album, was that something that it was like you just really wanted to do, or did it, you know, how do you think it contributed to the album?
That whole last part of the album, the historic repetition, I just wanted to show how music is connected and how music, you know, I could take a song that was written in 1908 and put an R&B feel on it, basically. Just to show how, you know, we disconnect each other and we disconnect music all the time, but it doesn't have to be. And it's not actually disconnected. And there's a connection we have to the past, and as we understand the connection he has with the past, we can affect our future. And that was kind of like, and I just love the song on top of that.
When you go out, do you try to make something that's just really enjoyable to listen to, or do you also try and push people's boundaries?
You know, I try to just express myself. I try to just play the music that's in me. I don't try to do either one. I don't try to make my music something that it's not. You know, I feel like music is at its in its best form and its purest form is a means of self-expression. And that's what I try to do. I try to express myself. So, you know, when I play, I'm just trying to kind of get what's inside of me out. And, you know, I feel that human beings, we have a connection that when you know, anytime you play music from a really honest place, it will connect with people. So in that, I assume that it will connect with people, but I'm not trying to dumb it down for them or trying to push them. I'm just trying to connect with them.
So with that, do your shows vary from time to time depending on your mood? Like, this is what how I feel when I stepped up there? This is what you're going to get?
Yeah, it's different every time. It's a different show every time. So it's affected by how I feel, how the other musicians feel, you know, the vibe of the place that we're in. You know, sometimes it's more energy. Or sometimes it's a hyper energy, sometimes it's a mellow energy. You know, like all that kind of affects us, and then that affects the music.
So you're bringing an 8-piece to the Blue Note.
Yeah.
What can people expect from it? Are you going to recreate sections from your album or just flowing it out? What's planned, if anything?
They can expect a unique experience. I mean, I don't try to remake the album. I look at the album as kind of like being a, you know, a space and time. What I try to do is create a new experience every time that is relevant to the people that are having that experience. So every night we play different. We play different songs. We play in different speeds, different grooves, and I try to make it fresh because that also makes us kind of bring a different kind of energy to the music. So it's wide open every night.
And then, is there anything you want people to take away from your performances?
I hope it is, you know, an enjoyed experience. I mean, that's all you can really hope for in any music concert. I mean. If they're new to jazz, if they're new to the kind of music that we play, I hope it kind of opens their mind to other possibilities in music. But if not, you know, I hope they're able to kind of come on the journey with us and, you know, enjoy it. That's all I really hope.
Any parting words you want to leave new musicians with, people like future listeners, about, you know, where you're going, where music is going, you know?
I would say we're entering into a very, very creative and open time in music and in life. And I think that... you know, enjoy it. It's not always like that. So as a musician coming up in this day and age, you know, be yourself and, you know, and create and explore the world of music in the way that you want to, because that's the greatest music you're going to ever be able to make is the music that's inside of you, you know, and just kind of search yourself and find what it is, because we're in a very open time right now. It's a blessing to be alive in these types of, in these kind of years.